track 5, but he's their father. The last track discussed an intervention for unraveling guilt. This track discusses an aspect of the guilt related to children. Michelle, age 37, discussed on the previous track, probably is similar to a client you are currently treating. Like many battered women, she believes that she deserved the physical abuse she received from her husband, Steve. Steve's battering of Michelle did not start until after the birth of their third child. Michelle stated, "Before our third child, Maddie, was born, Steve would just shake me when he was really angry and then walk away. But after Maddie, his rages were worse, and he would slap me in the face so hard I ended up on the floor. When I turned away to protect myself, he would pound on my back and my shoulders. Then once he had me on the ground, he would start kicking me. That's how I ended up in the hospital the first time." I asked Michelle why it was necessary for her to stay in the abusive relationship. Michelle stated, "I could never leave Steve. He's the father of my children, and he loves them. I can't deprive the children of their own father. I would feel terrible keeping them apart." As I list the 3 specific concerns why Michelle felt leaving Steve would be harmful to her children, think of your Michelle to see if she has some of the same guilty feelings. Concern number 1, visitation rights. Michelle stated, "Steve's violent behavior might prevent him from getting visitation rights to see the children. I'm afraid that the children would blame me if they couldn't see their father." Concern number 2, safety. Even if Steve did get visitation rights, Michelle felt that she would need someone to protect her when she brought the children to see Steve. However, she didn't think it was good for the children to have supervised visitation. Concern number 3, the courts. Michelle stated, "The children are often the only witness when Steve abused me. I'm too afraid that asking them to testify in court against their own father would be too harmful to them emotionally." The more Michelle went over her visitation, safety, and court concerns in her mind, the more guilty she felt. Michelle confided, "There are times when I think about leaving and I get scared, so I tell myself things aren't that bad here. They could be worse. I have already hurt the children enough. I feel bad about even thinking of leaving." As I discussed Michelle's fears and guilt with her, we also discussed 3 possible alternatives she could consider to safeguard her children's physical and emotional well-being if she left Steve. Number 1, meet Steve only in public places. Michelle could bring the children to Steve for visitation in places where there are people constantly coming and going, or by bringing a friend along. This might make Steve pause before acting out his anger in front of those who are not family members and who could serve as witnesses. Number 2, limit the children's involvement in the court process. By law, minor children cannot be interviewed by lawyers without a parent's permission. However, Michelle could have the children testify on camera, meaning they would talk to the judge alone in his chambers. Number 3, document abuse for evidence. Another way Michelle could avoid having the children testify is to take photos of her injuries and to keep records of how, when, and where the abuse occurred. This way she would have documented evidence without needing the children's involvement in court. In this track, we discussed 3 plans regarding visitation, safety, and the courts. Do you have a client who is staying in a battered relationship because she is unclear about alternatives she has related to the visitation, safety, and court testimony? In the next session, do you need to evaluate the need for providing more specific information? Question 5. What are 3 areas you might consider to alleviate client guilt regarding her children?